GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today, we're diving into the strange and thrilling world of crypto, where Michael Saylor, the Bitcoin maximalist, with a portfolio as hefty as it is volatile, finds himself $10 billion in the red. Yes, his $64 billion bet on Bitcoin is now considerably underwater. The reason? He says it's artificial intelligence munching away on crypto's market share. If the crypto sphere is a buffet, Saylor thinks AI is going back for seconds. Bitcoin's current price of just over $61,000 is a far cry from its peak at $126,200 in October 2025. That's a 50% drawdown for those keeping score. Let's not mince words. This is Saylor's harsh reality check. Yet the idea that AI is the culprit isn't as far-fetched as it sounds. AI and machine learning have been disrupting industries left and right, offering efficiencies that even blockchain tech struggles to match. It's like the old joke, how many crypto bros does it take to change a light bulb? None, because they'd rather tokenize the darkness. But seriously, if AI is eroding Bitcoin's appeal, Saylor might need more than his usual tweets of conviction to turn the tide. On the numbers front, the recent market carnage has been brutal. In just 24 hours, $1.5 billion in leveraged long positions were liquidated, with Bitcoin alone accounting for $800 million. Ethereum, not wanting to be left out of the liquidation party, saw $386 million wiped from its books. Bitcoin, now down 22.7% over the last month, is experiencing its worst sustained drawdown since the hype following the last halving. So if you're a trader, maybe it's time to consider a new hobby. I'll suggest knitting. Meanwhile, in an unexpected twist of international intrigue, Russia has sanctioned a 17-year-old British student for uncovering elements of its crypto money laundering network. Sitting in class, Alexander Browder, the son of Bill Browder, Putin's so-called enemy number one, was informed of his new status as a sanctioned individual. It's not every day a high school report lands you on an authoritarian regime's blacklist. Alexander called it a badge of honor, which, if nothing else, should spice up his college application essays. His report, published in March 2026, highlights the illicit finance channels within crypto markets, an impressive feat for anyone, let alone a teenager. If only high school detention was this productive. Finally, a word for those thinking of joining the crypto workforce. If you're eyeing a career as a crypto data engineer in 2026, you're looking at a salary range between $120,000 and $250,000. Not pocket change, and certainly a testament to the increasing complexity and importance of data architecture in the blockchain domain. These engineers aren't just punching numbers, they're building and maintaining the data pipelines essential for decentralized applications. As protocols like Ethereum and Solana continue to evolve, the role of data engineers becomes ever more critical. So if you're in this field, your skill set is in high demand, and there's no better time to hone those skills. In sum, between Saylor's financial roller coaster, a teen's geopolitical debut, and the ongoing importance of data engineers, the crypto world is as unpredictable as ever. For those building and seeking jobs, the lesson here is clear. Stay adaptable, keep learning, and maybe keep an eye on what the machines are up to. Adaptability is your friend, whether you're dealing with market swings or straightening out data pipelines. That's it for today. Keep building, keep grinding, and always question the hype. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.